Hello ladies, we're back at that special time of the year again, the Manual Conference. The title is 7 Things I Badly Want to Tell Women. I have 7 things that are burning in my heart that I want to tell women about. I have 7 things I want to share with women, and people have always said, oh man, you're always talking to women, because a lot of times, women are just more interesting. Women are just more connected. Sometimes men don't hear a word. Those of you that are married know what I'm talking about. You talk and talk and talk 10 times before you even hear what you're saying. Praise God. One woman in her 50-year wedding anniversary, they asked her, what was your biggest surprise? She said, for the first 5 years of her marriage, thought her husband was deaf and dumb. Because you tell him something, you'll be looking like this. He's not hearing anything you're saying. Praise God. So, I generally like to talk to women, and women are the ones that generally they have bigger dreams for relationship, and they're usually the ones that are not happy in relationships. Most men are happy in their relationships. I'll tell you why. Praise God. Most men are happy. Most women are not. Even though women are the ones that have bigger dreams concerning relationships. Women dream. So I love to talk to women. They are interested, they are fun to connect with. So I'm telling you 7 things I badly want to tell women. How many things? 7 things. And this is based on my short years and experience as a counselor and as a relationship coach. If I had the chance to talk to women, what are the 7 things I would need to tell them? And these are the things. All right? It's based on all the experiences I've had counseling women and all that, all the cases I've seen. These 7 things are important, and I feel all women should know it. So number one, have standards. Have what? Standards, number one. Ladies, have standards. Standards will save you. Standards will save you. Standards will save you. Have standards. The reason why many women don't have standards is that somewhere along the line, they are thinking that standards will actually drive the right men out of my life. In other words, totally the opposite. Standards will attract the right man into your life. As a matter of fact, you don't want any kind of man in your life. You want the right kind of man. And standards are actually the best way to actually screen. It's the best way to screen the guys that are not serious. Because, you know, the way life works, especially, you know, today, the way life still works largely is that women stay on their own and men do the toasting or the proposing or make the first move. Am I correct? That's how it happens. And the challenge with that is that as a woman, even when you see prospective guys or the kind of guys you think you like, you are not really at liberty, you know, to really, really just go and tell them, say, hey, fine boy, what's up? I like you. You can't do that. So you have to just chill, you know, until the guy notices you. However, for men, have the luxury and the liberty to look at amongst ladies and look at the one they like and approach that lady. Do you understand what I'm saying? Because of that, your best bet is to have standards. Standards will help you screen. Because anybody can come to you. Anybody is free to approach you. How do you differentiate those that are serious with those that are not serious? How do you differentiate those that you can share a life with and those you should never even share a handshake with? Standards. Standards. Is somebody getting what I'm saying? Standards are good. Standards screen. Those of you that are in church, I've shared this story many times. You know, I'm a car lover, I'm a car enthusiast. You know, so anytime I travel, that's what I do in my spare time. I go to car shops, showrooms, car shows, things like that. So one day I traveled abroad, there was a major car show in town. Oh, I went for the car show, and I was going to all the car shops, and I was entering all the cars. I went out, put it on. I'll tell them, put it on, start it. I'll ask questions, what was this like? This was, and they will answer me, you know. They were answering everybody. But in that car shop, in that car show, they had where they were selling Maybach. Maybach is the senior brother of Mercedes-Benz. Benz is already expensive. Then Maybach is the luxurious Benz. So you can picture what the price is like. When I got there, of course, as usual, I wanted to bounce inside. They just stopped me. I said, excuse me, you can't go. I said, is it not car show? I'm here to check the car out. They said, no. They said, this segment is strictly by invitation. Ah. They said, do you have an invitation? I said, no, I invite myself. They say, I'm sorry.
You know what? On one hand, they might look like, they are chasing a potential customer. You see, they know who their customers are. The price of Maybach, you can't be passing by and buy it. I get what I'm saying? There are things you can be passing by and you were not planning to buy before. You just sit and like it and buy it. Their prices are low. Things like Ferrari, things like Maybach, you must have alerted your account officers months ahead that there will be a major withdrawal. You must have checked it out. You don't buy something that is $2 million, you know, out of just excitement. You must have checked it out, made inquiries, had meetings. Is somebody getting what I'm saying? They were able to screen and they were correct. I was not going to buy. I was not going to buy. I was just strolling past. People that are strolling past don't buy those guys. See, you need to put value on yourself. I've heard guys say, how can we marry is something we have not tested. You can't buy a car you have not tested. It's not all cars. I don't know if you're getting what I'm saying. Have standards. When I tell ladies all the time that, hey, it's better not to sleep with somebody until you marry. It looks archaic. It looks stupid. But trust me, check the divorce rates. It will show that God is still wise. When men are doing their own way, it's not working for them. How can we get a car we have not test driven? Trust me, like I said, I'm a car engineer. It's not all cars you can test drive. Like I said, it's my hobby. So when I travel abroad, I will enter some cars. They will allow me to test drive it. They don't even know me. Some of them don't even know if I can drive. But I talk well. Good afternoon. Oh, is this the Corvette, the C7? Say, C7, okay. Is it the one that has the... Boy, I thought, guy, this guy must know cars. I say, yes, I'm looking at it. He will know that I've been checking the car out. I say, can I test it? The guy says, oh, yes, sir. I will drive. I'm not buying. I'm just testing. But there are some cars I enter. There are some shops I enter. When I enter a Ferrari shop, when you enter, nobody is attending to you. You enter the door. Nobody's answering. Everybody's walking. By the time you go around and you are seeing the price tag, you know why they are not answering you. There was one, I called the attendant. I said, I'm interested in this car. They said, do you own a Ferrari? I said, no. They said, this can't be your first Ferrari. You can't buy this type as your first one. You ought to have had one before you can try this one. I said, yes, sir. You are my mentor. I don't know who sent me here. I'm just passing. Is somebody getting what I'm saying? That kind of Ferrari that is $500,000, you can't test drive what? We have tested it. You can't test it again. So one guy, I was trying to convince the guy, but I need to test the guy. The guy said, you know how much this guy is? If you test drive it, if something scratch, if somebody hits you, what is English are you going to be saying? Excuse me. I don't know if you're getting what I'm saying. They say, go and bring your insurance for you test drive it. That way, we are covered. We can't just test drive. The point to that is that it's not all cars that test drive. That's what I'm trying to say. The ones that have value are not available for test driving. Do you know those cars they test drive in a car lot? By the time they are selling, they are not selling it the price. They are in most car shops, they have a car they allow everybody to test drive. After many years of people test driving that car, they will sell it way lower than its real price because it was the car they were using to test drive. It happens to many women. You allow people to be test driving you. And the thing about test drive that I must not buy. After 2 hours of test driving, I say, I'm sorry. This is not what I had in mind. That will not be you in Jesus' name. So have standards. It's okay to have standards. That's the point. See, standards are not bad. They are good. Standards don't drive away the wrong people. It actually drives away the wrong people. It doesn't drive away the right person. It drives away the wrong person. Standards are good. Standards are good. So I told them on the island, I said, don't be those kind of girls that say, I can't marry a guy that is not rich. That's the wrong bar. You are using the wrong parameter to measure. There are mad people that are rich. So just saying, I can't marry somebody that is not rich is not the right thing to measure. Look for real values, real qualities to measure the kind of person you want to spend your life with. These are the things that, see, a lot of women are in marriages where they are being treated like slaves. They are being treated like a lower being. See, even though the Bible talks about submission, it's not slavery, it's not dominance. Like I said,
A man being the head is not superiority, it's actually responsibility. He's the chief responsibility officer of that house. He's not that he's superior to everybody in that house. I don't know if you're getting what I'm saying. But many women, that's the approach they use. They'll say, oh, me, I don't have sense. I just follow this man. No. Sometimes you are way smarter. In fact, many times you are way smarter. But God, because of order, he has to put somebody in charge. Or else there will be chaos. If all of us have to, you know, if we're trying to get out of this hall in a hurry, if we all go together at the same time, it will take us longer. If we line up in a straight line, we'll get out faster. That's what God was trying to achieve. Order. Is somebody getting what I'm saying? So have the right standards. Not I can't marry a guy that doesn't have money. What you should be saying is I can't marry a guy that doesn't respect me. That's a better sense of value. That's what you should be saying. That hey, if you can't respect me, we have no deal. Be saying things like I can't marry a man that doesn't listen to me. That's a better thing. Don't say I can't marry a man that doesn't have money. The Bible said, who can find a virtuous woman? Her price is more than rubies. The day you fix a price on your dignity, there will be somebody that's willing to pay it. There are people that have stupid money. So once you say, oh, I can't, they'll just say, we'll pay. Somebody get what I'm saying? There are people that have crazy money. So money can never be what you use to measure your value. The Bible said her price is more than rubies. Meaning that there's no amount of money you can use to measure her value. You must never make any amount of money the thing that makes you do something or not do it. Every time I watch on TV or whatever, when people say, if your wife is upset, just send her a lot. I just laugh. I say, what kind of women are these people marrying? That a lot can, if your a lot can move her, other people's heavier a lot. We move her. Just send her a lot. Really? How cheap? There are some guys that are rich, you know. In countries, there are some countries where you can't park in certain places, they will give you a ticket. You know those places. There are some guys that are so rich. Because they don't want to go the distance to park in the right place, they will park in those places. And they say, we're going to give you a ticket. They say, we'll pay. They're that rich. If money is the only punishment, there are people that will pay. Say, if you slap me, if you slap somebody, it's $500. They say, they will drop 1K and give you 2 slaps. Are you guys what I'm saying? Once you put your value in cash, there are people that will pay and mess you up. You must put higher standards than money. Don't be those kind of girls that say, I can't marry somebody that doesn't have a car. All Uber drivers have car. That can't be what you're using to pick. That doesn't screen well. There's a guy, I watched the video, something that I've seen on social media. A guy that flew his car from UAE to America. He flew his car, a Lamborghini, from UAE to America to drive the car from America to Canada. He flew it. So police stopped him and said, your car has foreign number plates, UAE number plates. What's the problem? He said, nothing, that I flew my car to drive it here. The guy said, but you have to have local plates. The rich guy said, no, that he has all the documents, that is something he does normally. That he has all the documentation. The policeman never heard that kind of thing before. And the rich man was now making an example to the policeman, saying, it's just like when you want to drive your car in Europe. You just fly to Europe. The policeman said, I don't drive my car in Europe. You see, but that was the normal experience of that guy. He's used to flying his car anywhere he's going. You know the way you carry bag or carry your shoe when you're traveling? Some people carry their car. Do you know what that means? You pay exports. You pay customs, you will clear it. Then when you finish, you will export it back. Do you understand? Once money is the what you used to brag, there are people that we pay. I'm just trying to tell you. So you can't say, I can't marry a man that is not rich. What if it's a madman and is rich? What if it's an abuser and is rich? What if this is why many women are in marriage where they are being abused? Because the only thing they said they wanted was that he must be rich. So he was a rich madman. He met your criteria. He must be rich. He said, I'm rich, but I slap. So in the Range Rover, I'll be giving you long range slap. There are many women driving fancy cars. They're having horrible lives. No respect. What you should be saying? I can't marry a man that doesn't respect me. That's what you should be saying. If women had standards, they'll be happier in marriages. They'll pick well. And it's not even just when you're single. Even when you're married, men do better with standards. If you leave men, men don't guide themselves well. It's just how men are. They can be reckless.
It's you that will constantly tell them, hey, you can't cross this line. And you will mean it. When I hear the kind of things women go through, as in some marriages where they are constantly being abused, constantly. How did you allow it get that far? Have standards. Even when you are married, you need to let the man know that there are some things we don't do. There are some things we don't do. There are some things you won't take. It might look like, oh, maybe, look, he won't know what you can't take until you tell him what you can't take. He's not going to choose no for you. I've never seen anywhere they're selling something where you come and you see that the price is low, and you tell them to increase it. Has it happened to you before? They're selling bag. You get there, you like the bag. You see how much is the bag? Say $2,000. You say, this bag is worth $2,500. Can I pay you $2,500? Has it happened before? Nobody increases anybody's value. The only thing we do constantly is try and reduce people's value. People don't know how far or what your value is except you tell them. Have standards. Are you here, somebody? Men are always okay with stating what they want in relationships. That's why I like how men understand it. If a man just wants to be sleeping with you, we say it. Let's just be hanging out. Just be my babe. Let's just see how it goes. Men always say what they want. Let's see how it goes. He will tell you, I want to just mess up with you. I want to mess around with you. It's women, on the other hand, that never say what they want. Women operate with the mindset that, let me play along so that he won't run. And when I marry him, I will change him. That's women's tactics. And it never works out well. Because this is what happens in a marriage. A man is marrying you, hoping you will never change. A woman is marrying the man, hoping he will change.
Wouldn't it be nice if you could read a man's mind? Or if you could at least know why he thinks the way he thinks? This book, my new book titled Manual, answers your questions. Many women have found it frustrating dealing with men because men think differently. So if you, whether you're a single woman or a married woman and you want to have interactions with men, this book will help you. It's my new book titled Manual, How Men Think. I broke down what informs a man's decisions, why he does the things that he does. Just like your device that comes with the manual, consider this your manual for decoding men in your life. It's newly available, it's hot off the press. You can order it from any part of the world that you're in, and we have both in soft copy and in hard copy. I look forward to sending you this copy of this book. Rush right now and get it. It will bless you. And tell a sister, recommend it to a lady.